It's okay to stop watching Freerun because it bores you. I've been on both sides of the Freerun argument, where the first time I tried to watch it, I got bored out of my mind and didn't get it. But once I got it and tried again to the point, or tried again, I loved it to the point and now I rate it 9 out of 10. Okay, so I watched all of Freerun. It took me about 8 months because I had the same thing, where I watched like the first 12 episodes and I was bored, especially because I watched it in dub and they do such a good job of like being calm and not being over like dramatic like a lot of animes are, how grating they are can be, or how grating they can be sometimes. This one just so calm and peaceful, but I think that's kind of what the point is. It's that it's supposed to be this peaceful story in like kind of like a Vinland Saga season 2, where it's just like you're coming to terms with everything, you're letting everything sink in, and you're reflecting. She's reflecting on her past journey, her long-ass life that she's lived. So it's not supposed to be this over-the-top, you know, battle shonen. It is more of like a, hey, let's take a second, let's breathe, let's focus on those around us kind of story. So yeah, it does what it does very well. But for someone who is like me and this person here who posted it, we need to be bombarded a little bit by some sort of action or whatever. I can see it boring you. And I did get through it. It took a while, but I did get through it, and it was worth it. It was a good show overall. The ending definitely had more action than the first half. But yeah, if you can just stick with it to the very end, I think you'll be happy with the result.